USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania State Police say a man plowed his vehicle into people at a charity event Saturday night, then drove to a neighboring county near Scranton where he attacked a woman, killing her. Overall, two people died in the rampage. 17 were injured.
It's very unfortunate that this happened, and we want to compile all pieces to put this investigation together and do it thoroughly and as accurate as possibly be. This is a complete tragedy.
Trooper Anthony Petrosky with the Pennsylvania State Police. At least 40 people are dead in Egypt after a fire broke out at a church during Sunday service. Officials in Cairo adding that dozens of others were injured by the smoke and flames. Egypt's Interior Ministry saying the fire was caused by an electrical failure in the church's air conditioning unit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After numerous lawsuits, Johnson & Johnson is making changes to a popular item.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. The pharma giant insists, and medical research also indicates, that talc baby powder is safe and doesn't cause cancer. The talc-based powder was already pulled from shelves in the U.S. and Canada a couple of years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A U.N. chartered ship carrying weed is preparing to depart Ukraine for Africa soon. It will be the first humanitarian food aid cargo to reach Africa since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February. Grain exports have been stalled for 5 months, creating a food shortage crisis in parts of the world. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Drivers preparing for the start of the work week will see prices at the gas pump dropping again Sunday. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular has dropped a penny to $3.95 a gallon. Drivers in Hawaii and California are still feeling the brunt of the highest prices, with the averages in those two states sitting at $5.36. Texas has the lowest average at $3.46 a gallon. This, as Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says, we're not out of the woods for high gas prices, especially since we're in the height of hurricane season.
We're not in the clear yet. The peak of hurricane season starts in mid to late August, and I think my anxiety is going to be pretty elevated because if we see any major storm, I would say a Category 3 or stronger, targeting an area between New Orleans and Houston, buckle up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Japan next month to attend former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral. The trip would mark Harris's first trip to Japan as vice president. Abe was assassinated last month as he was speaking at a campaign event. NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for the Federated Auto Parts 400, the race set to take place in Richmond at just after 3 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.